Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Did you guys see Sue is at the museum?
What is?
Sue the T-Rex.
That's from South Dakota.
It's Sue traveling.
They sold it to Chicago. It was discovered in South Dakota.
Oh, wow.
On a buddy of mine's uncle's land. On
really?
The reservation. Yeah. He wasn't supposed to, but it was found in the reservation. It was technically not his land, but they did kick in on. He got, I think, $250,000.
Wow.
They sold it to the Chicago Museum for eight. Yeah.
It was 800,000?
8 million. It was the most intact
T-Rex
ever. Up until a couple months ago. They found him like one in Montana, and that's more. Yeah.
Rats.
I know.
I don't care about the museum anymore.
Oh, my God. The nerds in this room.
Sue is traveling around.
Yeah.
Of course, Steve knows the story of Sue.
Yeah. Actually, a guy that worked for me at the radio station in South Dakota, it was his grandpa's land. In fact, one day, Grandpa's like in his kitchen, and he sees these two white people wearing like pith helmets marching around his backyard. So by the time Grandpa got out there, they were gone. So like a week later, he sees them again. It's a guy and a lady, and finally, Grandpa gets out there and goes, "Get out of my land!" Da, da, da. So they came up to him and said, "Sir, we don't know yet for sure, but we might be able to find the most intact T-Rex."
How would they know that from some aerial shot or something?
Not sure.
What?
So crazy.
So he was getting all pissed that these white people were tramping on his property. And when they told him that, then they allowed a crew to come in and they did discover. So he got a kickback from this $6 million or $8 million sale.
Yeah. When was that?
90s, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah. So the guy.
So it was on the reservation.
Yes. So technically.
So hopefully the indigenous people got that much, like
the tribe got paid. And
okay, because like you force them onto this land, and then you find this like intact dinosaur, and it's like, let's put it on display for more white people. Go back to your reservation.
All that.
Yeah. What?
All that.
Oh wow.
So the tribe got paid. Tribal headquarters got paid, and Grandpa got. I think tribal got $250,000, and Grandpa got a little something.
That's still not enough.
For an $8 million dinosaur.
That's now
like,
traveling the world.
Go.
Yeah.
And people are paying.
They should get like a royalty, right?
For
it's like
sure.
You're discovered, like, they should get a kick
yes.
of whatever.
It's like if we cut a commercial, we get paid to cut the commercial, and every time it plays on a different station, we get paid again, kind of deal. So they should get a kick back from.
In theory, right. That's supposed to happen.
So but yeah.
The reason they named it Sue, because it was female, and S-I-O-U-X, Lakota Sue, and a girl named Sue, so it was kind of cute.
Yeah, but then they did the white spelling of Sue as a further slap in the face.
There's that.
Holy crap! Like, this is the most racist dinosaur I've ever heard of. now that I know it's based on the Fighting Sue, that makes me even more mad.
Yeah,
I don't know why it makes me so mad.
Because it's maddening. It should be.
You're right. They force them onto this patch of land, and then
move aside because we found something valuable. Okay, now we got the valuable thing. Go about your day.
It's like the Black Hills when they discovered gold there. I mean, that was Native American, the birth of the Lakota Nation is there in the Black Hills, and they forced them onto reservations there, and then all of a sudden Custer, in 1878, finds gold in them hills, and now they're taking the gold away from, I know.
It's great hearing history lessons with you about the Dakotas. We should make this a daily thing.
Because we go Indian giver, that's, you're not slamming the person that's giving.
You're not slamming the indigenous people. It's what we did to them.
Right. But everybody thinks we're slamming on the indigenous, and it's you're slamming on the white people for giving.
Because like, oh, yeah, you can have this land. Wait.
Wait, wait, it's valuable? Oh, we need to take that back. I know.
This is awful.
Yeah.
Yuck.
You know what's funny is when I moved up to eastern Wyoming, where it's all coal mines, all natural gas, and all oil, if a crazy horse would have gotten his way, they were going to give that land to him and his people.
So he would have had all the coal. But they would have taken it from him anyway.
All of that. They would have had to yank it all away.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That would have been ugly.
I am fascinated by that. Now I got to find my membership to the museum.
And like, Sue's been oddly quiet. About all of it.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.